Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, March 9, 2026, through Friday, March 13, 2026. Monday, March 9, 2026. Former Treasurer of New Mexico Abbey indicted for $2 million fraud and tax evasion. James Joseph Owens has been indicted for allegedly stealing more than $2 million in funds from the Nobertine community of New Mexico and Santa Marie de la Vid Abbey and filing a false federal tax return. According to court records, from May 2022 to March 2023, Owens, a former member of the Nobertine community of New Mexico, NCNM, and the treasurer from NCNM and Santa Maria de la Vid Abbey, allegedly abused his position of trust by transferring more than $2 million in Abbey funds to accounts he controlled, including accounts associated with a nonprofit law practice he established, and used the funds for personal benefit, including deposits into investment accounts and the purchase of a residence in Placitas, New Mexico. Prosecutors further alleged Owens conducted domestic and international wire transfers, brokerage, and cryptocurrency transactions and other monetary transactions to conceal the origin of the funds and increase his profits from his crimes. Owens also allegedly failed to report the income derived from the transactions on his 2022 federal tax return and filed a false amended return that substantially understated his taxable income, thereby concealing the misappropriation from the Internal Revenue Service. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Tuesday, March 10, 2026. Fraudster sentenced to 18 years in prison after taking and laundering millions from elderly victims. Atharva Shalesh Sathawane was sentenced to 18 years in prison after a jury previously found him guilty of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Trial evidence and court documents showed that the defendant, an illegal alien who had overstayed his student visa, was a courier in an international fraud scheme that targeted elderly victims. As part of the scheme, multiple elderly victims were convinced to liquidate their retirement accounts to obtain cash, gold, or both. The defendant would travel to each victim to take possession of large amounts of their cash and gold, and he would then deliver those fraudulently obtained proceeds to his co-conspirators, some of whom were orchestrating the fraud scheme from India. After an elderly victim suspected he was being defrauded, he notified law enforcement, who coordinated an undercover operation. The defendant was arrested upon his arrival at the elderly victim's residence to pick up more gold. A subsequent search of the defendant's cellular phone confirmed his involvement in the extensive elderly fraud scheme. Over a four-month period, the defendant made at least 33 trips to retrieve gold and cash from the elderly victims. Forensic analysis of the defendant's phone revealed he primarily operated in Florida, but he also traveled to Pennsylvania, Virginia, New Jersey, and New York to retrieve cash and gold from elderly victims of his fraud scheme and deliver those proceeds to other co-conspirators. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Wednesday, March 11, 2026. Slovakian man admits aiding darknet market that sold drugs and stolen personal information. Alan Bill admitted involvement in a darknet market that sold drugs and stole personal information. Bill pleaded guilty to one felony count of conspiracy to distribute controlled substances. He admitted involvement in the operation of Kingdom Market, a darknet marketplace that operated between March 2021 and December 2023. Kingdom users sold and bought illegal goods and services, including fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other drugs, stolen financial information and identification documents via cryptocurrency and anonymous or semi-anonymous accounts. Bill assisted others in maintaining or operating Kingdom by providing or procuring web administration services. He also admitted receiving cryptocurrency from a wallet associated with Kingdom, assisting with the creation of Kingdom's forum pages on websites such as Reddit and Dread, having access to Kingdom usernames that made postings on behalf of Kingdom and social media accounts, and communicating with others regarding certain Kingdom transactions. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Thursday, March 12, 2026. Long Island tax preparer pleads guilty to nearly $12 million tax fraud scheme. Damaris Beltry pleaded guilty to two counts of wire fraud and one count of aiding and assisting in the preparation of false tax returns. The tax returns that Beltry prepared and caused to be prepared for his clients listed false dependents and fraudulent claims, tons of millions of dollars in COVID-19-related tax credits, and other motor fuel income tax credits to directly reduce tax liability and provide substantial refunds to which her clients were not entitled. Beltry's clients paid over $1 million in fees for her services preparing these false returns, which included a percentage of any tax refund issued. For example, in April 2023, a federal agent acting in an undercover capacity to prepare his individual income tax return. If prepared accurately, the UC would have owed approximately $205. By contrast, the defendant prepared an income tax return for the UC, which contained false and fraudulent statements and baseless tax credits, and which thereby claimed a refund for over $14,243. Beltry charged the UC $2,200 in fees to prepare and submit the fraudulent tax return. As a result of this years-long scheme, the IRS improperly issued nearly $11 million in tax refunds to the defendant's clients and failed to collect several million dollars as a result of fraudulently reduced tax credits. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 11th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $155. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.